with the tea. It's me, Lady OC, and we're healing the mind, body, and spirit. This is my open diary. I'm sharing my experiences with you while I embark on this healing journey. I'm clearing out the clutter. I'm settling myself emotionally, and I'm healing my body. I'm here because I need to be. I'm here because I want to be. The gift of speech and the gift of text flows through me. I want you to hear me, to feel me. So let's get into this healing, because it's not just a journey. It's your lifestyle. Gratitude.
New episode. It's me, Lady LC, and I'm sitting by a window. So hopefully you catch all of this vibe and not some outside distractions. So bear with me. This window is giving me a lot of peace right now. So welcome to Honey Love with the Tea, my open diary on healing the mind, body, and spirit. And you're listening to me, Lady LC. And this is another 7 days that have gone by, and I'm here with you just putting out something, a quick message. This is not going to be a long podcast episode, because I don't really think it needs to be. But I did want to make it a show or an excerpt and not just, you know what I'm saying, me posting something on social media. I have a little bit more words to say about it. So the fear of letting go. So all of my life, as far as I could remember, and likely past lives, I've had the fear of letting go. And not letting go because I just want people around me, regardless of who they are, or I want things regardless of what they are, or I want to stay in a certain place regardless of what it is more of the fear of letting go, just because I feel like I need almost any and everything to hold me up. Like I wasn't using my own self, my own higher self, my own inner knowing, my own abilities that I've come into in this lifetime that have been given to me from my ancestors. I wasn't using those things. And it would always be bit by bit. Bit by bit, I would learn to release a little bit here, a little bit there, but still not really releasing the things that I absolutely need to release. November 2021, I released a relationship of 10 years. Two kids, 10 years. We still co-parent, and we co-parent pretty well. We still see each other, we talk more, and we talk more openly. The kids are still happy. That's my most important evaluation of the situation at this time. Now, there were still things that I would hear myself, my intuition tell me that wasn't right. That yes, you're ending certain cycles that needed to be ended in a certain way in order to get ready for a new one. And the new one could just be a different type of dynamic with my family. And I've learned a lot, that there was something that I was still holding on to, that I've had months of knowing and continue to do what I've always do, which is push down my intuition. Allowing others to tell me how I feel, allowing others to not see or acknowledge the power in my emotion. And then catapulting that energy onto me. For as long as I've known, my intuition has been here. I've known that I've failed to listen to it, but I've gained a certain power that isn't allowing me anymore to ignore. Like, as I've tried. It is, I don't know what it is. Is it my prayers, my ancestors? I don't know what's happening, but I'm not allowed to ignore truths anymore. I can't be who I come here to be, walking around in untruths. Untruths to myself and untruths to others. I can't receive the purest form of love, of friendship, of kinship, of, you know, business partnerships, whatever, if I'm living in untruths. Everything has to align. Codependency is a real thing. And codependency can happen with people, and it can happen with things and situations. With me, it would be all of them. And that's because of the fear. I woke up this morning and I said, I am so proud of myself. Because I did what I felt I needed to do. I did what the voice in my mind was telling me to do, which is me. And for the greater good of myself, to preserve what energy I have left in my life force, that I had to release and let go of more. And this is without permission. This is without giving too much reason. Because we all come here with something to achieve, big or small, however you see it. And my achievement lies in family, lies in healing the self. It lies in being joyful and seeking my own happiness, not settling for less than what I want and what I deserve. I've done that for far too long. So the fear of letting go, we should really reevaluate the way we see that. A lot of times we see letting go as failure, when really letting go has nothing to do with failure. It actually could be a win, and it actually represents strength, because it took you so long or long enough to do what you felt you needed to do. Now, there are things called energy. Everything is energy. And energy does tie us to people, places, and things. And even though we know we need to do certain things, it's almost like we physically can't, or we emotionally can't, because we feel like we're just going to die without it. We feel like we're not going to be well without it. We feel like we're not going to be having any support without it. But once you start looking at comparison, and I'm not saying comparison of other people and situations in terms of yours, I'm talking about comparison of what's serving you and what's not. If your list of what's not serving you is way longer than your list of what is, then it's time to release yourself. No matter how much it hurts, no matter how much history, no matter what plans you say you had, no matter what you think your heart feels, it's time to get some logic. It's time to be realistic, and it's time to be courageous in your movement. It's time to choose you. I have become a part of a spiritual tradition called Ifa. If you've listened to my podcast before, you've heard me mention this. It's an African spiritual tradition. We focus on nature, we focus on the ancestors, we focus on our higher selves and the Orisha. And there's much more into that. The higher self, our Ori, being our connection to the divine, to the creator, the one creator, who's given us everything that we need to take these steps and paths and learnings on earth. When I received my hand of Ifa, which is what is called within the ceremony, Spirit said, when you're at a crossroads, basically, when you don't know what to do, if you're confused, if you lost, if you're going back and forth, choose you. And I will never, ever forget that. There are several things in my ceremony that I will never, ever forget. I had to remember who the fuck I was. And I'm not low on whatever totem pole there may be. I'm not one with nothing to lose, if there are any people like that. I am not one that comes to a table with nothing to give. I am one that is giving energy, giving ways of energy through advice, through nurturing conversation, through love, through showing concern, through pushing down my own wants and needs so that other people can be comfortable. So I use a lot of my energy. And there comes a time when if you haven't been receiving something back to help replenish you from the people that you choose to be around, you must cut the cord. Plain and simple. Plain and simply said, but I know it's harder. But I could not continue a cycle that I've continued long ago and then I'm reopening it? No. That has no place in my heart, in my spirit, in this journey. I'm not doing it again. So when we think about the fear of letting go, understand that letting go does not need to be negative. Understand that we know not what waits on the other side. Let me know what you think. Leave me a message. I actually like that feature on Anchor. Let me know if there's something that you've recently let go and how you feel about it and how long it took you. You've listened to Honey Love with a T. This is Lady LC. The fear of letting go. Gratitude.